Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Unstoppable Light, Jason the Juggernaut series, book one by Timothy Carraway, is a fast-paced action science fiction fantasy series of a 50-year-old man named Jason who is transported to another world through a scientific accident and wakes up as a 10-year-old boy. He finds himself in a medieval world ruled by evil spirits and demons. As Jason tries his best to return home, he discovers that God has other plans for him to remind a world lost to magic of its creator. Despite the daunting odds against him, Jason hopes that by fulfilling this purpose, he can return home. Raised in the backwoods of Alaska since 1960, Timothy has had a variety of occupations, including teaching in the bush, martial arts instructor, and commercial fisherman. He enjoys most outdoor activities such as skiing, hiking, kayaking, and sailing. Being a family man with a wife and two kids, Timothy also is involved with his community by coaching Special Olympics, teaching in youth prisons, local church involvement, the Chamber of Commerce, and Toastmasters. As an author, he enjoys using the adventures he's had in his life by weaving them into his books of fantasy, particularly in the Jason the Juggernaut series. And from Alaska, Timothy Carraway, author of The Unstoppable Light, Jason the Juggernaut series, book one, is our guest on This Week in America. Timothy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I feel so honored to be here with you and your audience from all across America.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here and an honor to talk about this series. It's receiving rave reviews, and we'll talk about when all of the books were available, how to get all of the books as we go through our conversation. Timothy's got his own website, timothyecarraway.com. You can go there on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly if you choose to do it that way. Timothy, let's start about how many books in the Jason the Juggernaut series, and what is the series about overall? I gave it a very brief sort of synopsis there. How many books in the series, and what is the main storyline?
Yeah, you gave a great synopsis. These books are a sci-fi fantasy adventure. And while readers of all ages have enjoyed it, young adults are its main focus. And the story, of course, is told from a Christian perspective, but it is also of interest of martial artists, survivalists, and anyone who loves high adventure. These four books are fast-paced. It's an action series of a 50-year-old man named Jason transported to another world through a scientific accident and wakes up as a 10-year-old boy. And he finds himself in a medieval world ruled by evil spirits and demons. The main purpose of the Jason the Juggernaut series is to remind an alien world which has forgotten its creator, using a small child to fight off a whole pantheon of spirits pretending to be gods. The personality of Jason and the friends he makes will win the reader's hearts and will quickly draw out your favorites. The whole series is a classic that you will want to read over and over again, and if ever made into a movie series, it would definitely draw audiences of all ages.
It definitely will, and this particular book we're focused on is book one, The Unstoppable Light, Jason the Juggernaut series by Timothy Carraway, our guest on the program. We'll go into detail in where you can get information on all of the series as we go through our conversation today, but there's so many important topics you're talking about, and this is a great book series to have around the house for the young people and leave it there for the younger kids as they grow old to read this series or to pass it around to relatives or even friends in the neighborhood or buy a set for them of the books for the holiday season. It's such a wonderfully told story with such a powerful message. I mentioned in the beginning, your books reflect maybe actual events in your life. Tell us about these events and the impact these events have had on Timothy Carraway, the author.
Certainly. While growing up and living in Alaska, I was charged by a bear once, encountered aggressive sea lions while I was out kayaking, charged by several moose several times, and I was attacked by an eagle. Additionally, I've been run over by a dead moose and accompanied by a zombie salmon that wouldn't leave me alone. It doesn't take much to expound on such experiences and add them into a fantasy book. The problem is sometimes that these real-life adventures are so incredible that even in a fantasy book, people might find it unbelievable. Many times I've been asked by editors to remove these incidents in the books because they're too incredible to believe. But it did happen in real life. And you can find a very entertaining dramatization of event that I experienced as a kid by searching Tim Carraway's The Alaskan Werewolf or going to timothyecarraway.com.
I love that. You're setting it up wonderfully. I can't wait to get on the website and to get that story. And in the beginning, I'm sort of laughing like that couldn't happen to one person, all of the events that you've gone through. And they have. And it's interesting. The book people are like, no, that's too much fiction. We need to keep that for real life. But that's been Timothy's life. Timothy Carraway, our guest on the program, Carraway. His website, timothyecarraway.com. What inspired you?
Do I have time to give a specific story?
Oh, yes, please do. Please do.
Okay. I was charged by a moose several times, and a specific experience which draws out the boldness of Jason, which is the main character in my book. The audacity to face monsters and men that would make anyone faint with fear is based on what it means to fear God. And I have a short story that exemplifies this. Every homeschool family, which I had, it seems, raises chickens at some point. Our chicken coop had a low overhanging mesh wire to help keep out hawks and owls. It was only about 4 feet tall because chickens are very short. In the winter, moose would break down the door and crawl in there to eat the scattered chicken feed on the ground and buried under the snow. The chickens didn't mind because the moose would dig up the old chicken feed buried in the snow, and the chickens were eating right along with them, so bold that they would even sit on the moose's back. One day, a young bull moose broke into the chicken yard. I could just visualize him getting his antlers stuck in the wire mesh above, and that would be almost impossible to untangle. It would end up dragging the entire chicken coop around with him, so I decided to chase him away. Now, normally, a moose will run away at the slightest noise made by hunter, but the rest of the year, they have the audacity to be a bold pest. We had so many moose around that our dog, a black lab named Xena, wouldn't even bark at them. But as I grabbed my hiking staff and marched out towards the chicken pen with the moose inside, Xena got all excited. She ran ahead barking, which the moose didn't like at all. And to my relief, came out of the pen without getting tangled. Suddenly, the moose charged my dog, and Xena ran down the trail in the snow straight towards me. Intending to scare the moose away, I waved the staff, and I roared to the top of my lungs. It didn't even faze that bull moose, which continued to charge, his antlers held low. My dog, on the other hand, immediately rolled onto her back in front of me in the trail. Now, the moose would surely trample her to death, and it would be my fault. Without thinking, I jumped over Xena and charged that moose with a war whoop and my staff in both hands ready to meet those antlers coming at me. At the last instant, the moose whirled and fled from me. I tried to give it a whack on the rump just to make sure, but it was already out of range. The impact this had on my dog was huge. I had taken on the biggest, meanest critter in her life and won. Xena had never been much of a warrior. She was more of a coward. She didn't live up to her name. A few days later, I saw out the window three big dogs coming down our driveway. Xena had tucked her tail, running away from them. The moment I opened the door and stepped out on the porch, Xena then turned and fiercely chased those dogs away. In my stories, Jason is the same way because he knows that God has his back. Now, this story I just told you could have had a very tragic ending. I would have hated to have to beat this bull moose to death with my staff.
I'm sitting here with the Timothy Story Hour. You need to do an audiobook. You need to get this out there and tell the story. I'm there with you as you're fighting this off and as you're thinking through what you're going to do to protect your dog and through the whole scenario. Timothy Carraway, our guest on the program. The book is The Unstoppable Light, Jason the Juggernaut series. Timothy, what inspired the book series? What got you thinking, I'm going to create this character? This is the story I want to tell. Where did this all come from?
Well, there are several things that inspired me, but initially I was seized by the concept of beings from another world serving God. If an alien spaceship landed in my yard and an alien stepped out and asked me to take it to my leader, who would I take him to? The president or my true leader, Jesus Christ? In reality, I would do both, but it brought up some interesting ideas about the concept of salvation, not only to mankind on different worlds, perhaps even different sentient beings, including spiritual beings, and what the gift of free will actually meant. Then I came up with the idea of a missionary sent to another world, a fantasy world. And once I started writing, I couldn't stop. That first book I wrote by hand on 15 notepads on paper while I was commercial fishing on a remote island with no electricity. My courageous wife, Kelly, volunteered to transcribe them for me. She spent a long time transcribing them. And then I spent 3 more years rewriting and editing the book before attempting to submit it to a publisher. I originally intended the books for my kids to help them understand that they have the potential to do anything they put their minds to and the importance of integrity and loyalty. After I got going, very quickly it became apparent that this story was meant to be shared.
And it is. The book is the book series available. I'll give you all that information. The Jason the Juggernaut series will be available in its entirety September 20th of this year at relevantpublishers.com. I'll give you that several times during the program, and we have that on our website. So wait just a couple of months, and you'll be able to get all of the books in the series. This is Jason the Juggernaut series. The Unstoppable Light Book 1 is what we're talking about today. You'll see all the book covers on the video version of this, and you'll find that at thisweekinamerica.us. What's the most unique aspect about your story, would you say? Because this is different than most of the science fiction action books out there. It really is a very powerful read. What makes yours unique?
Well, the most unique aspect is the use of chapters to describe a conversation between two spiritual beings who claim to be gods. For these, I coined a word, dialogue, instead of dialogue. Dio, of course, refers to gods or yes. God. These conversations bring out the rationale and ideology of why they're doing what they're doing and what they're going to do. And to go even further, I distinguish between spiritual races a general line of logic for what they value in particular and their goals for establishing relations with humankind. For example, the spiritual rulers of the world of Shanderlon pattern a lot after the Greek and Roman gods of Earth, striving among themselves and mankind to satisfy their own desires and lust for power, while the demons value absolute freedom, which results ideally into chaos. The devils, which only occasionally enter the story, are the lawyer types who strictly follow their own chains of command. And so that's what I think makes my book different from most other, well, no one else has the word dialogue in there.
No, it's unique in that aspect. And the storytelling is remarkable, the way Timothy unfolds this story of Jason and Jason the Juggernaut series. I love the main character. The main character is unusual, unique as well. What inspired this character? How did you come up with Jason?
Well, the main character, Jason, is very young physically for the trials and fights, which kind of stretches our ability to believe that he is actually capable of defeating a grown man in combat, much less monsters and dragons, which is part of the point of the story. The point is the same as that of David and Goliath. When you have the Creator on your side, nothing is impossible while you are working in his service. And you might ask, why particularly the age of 10? I was inspired by the time when I was 10 years old, and I got lost on a kayaking trip going down the Willow Canyon here in Alaska. Adventures and misadventures in a near magical setting have been with me all my life. At the age of 10, I was physically coming in on my own. I could run, dodge, climb nearly any tree in the woods near my home. I hiked the mountains and forests by myself. I had my first gun, a single shot, 22 survival rifle at the age of 9 and a half, and by the time I became 10, the age of 10, I was an avid hunter of small game. So I was so capable, my parents trusted me to take care of the family farm when they had to go away on business trips or even family camping trips with my sisters. It's kind of like the movie Home Alone, but for me, this was normal life. Often to make up for it, my dad would take me on my own trips, often hunting and fishing in the Alaskan wilderness.
What a remarkable story. Our guest is Timothy Caraway. His website, timothyecaraway.com. Information on all of the books there. Besides the main character, Jason, that you just described, what other supporting characters help build the storyline? Because you've got some very well-written, well-developed characters in the story as well.
Yes, it seems like all my readers have their favorites and can identify with a particular character found in each book. It'd be tedious to list all these characters in the four series, but my favorites are Manny, the impetuous 8-year-old in love with Jason. Of course, he's married, and so he can't do anything about that. Miranda is a teenage warrior princess. Gunther, a reformed teenage bully. And Aliuk, the super enthusiastic fighter who is even younger than Jason. Each of these characters support Jason and help him accomplish his missions in their own way. Other characters who are very important to the story, such as Dr. Nexler, go through their own struggles to rectify what they have experienced with magic and miracles, and how Jason's faith and loyalty bridges the gap between two worlds. Now, the most unusual supporting character of all times is a little demon called Akari, who decides to help the reluctant Jason and begins serving the creator from time to time. And of course, without villains, there would be no storyline. Trombol is a troll who hunts Jason through the first few books. And although he is magically forced to do this, Trombol would love to kill Jason for his own evil reasons. Zanruka is the giant spiritual ruler of the false god Pantheon, along with his cohort, the evil female called Exila. Zanruka has a grudge and respect for Jason, for which Exila works to her advantage in her own ambitions of being the ultimate spiritual ruler herself. Intrigue and betrayal is a side story of these lesser gods, while all plotting for Jason's demise using their followers and monsters as assassins.
What a great range of characters you've got, as well as the lead, Jason, in the Juggernaut series. Timothy Caraway, the author, our guest on the program. I want to come back to that. Time going by too quickly, but I need to come back to where we started this, where you mentioned screenplays and maybe turning something into to video. Talk about that. Are you looking into screenplays? Do you have any directors that have shown any interest in taking this Jason the Juggernaut series and turning it into a video series?
Yes, I have a literary agent named Paul Lucas, who held a screening featuring my works among the group of directors. And there were some who expressed interest, particularly Ralph Winter, who is one of the producers of X-Men, and Alex and Stephen Kendrick, who I understand produce faith-based movies. The recent actor strike seems to have slowed things down in Hollywood, so I'm hoping that this interview will help re-spark their interest and the others who might be interested in purchasing my screenplays. I have 8 screenplays, 2 for each book, because my books are fairly lengthy. They're Hollywood screenplays done by L.L. Sampson and are very well written. The screenplays are backed by Hollywood Reviews, which can be found on my website, which we've mentioned before, timothyecaraway.com. Any directors who are interested can contact Paul Lucas, my literary agent, or contact me through my website to get his number. And that, again, is timothyecaraway, all one word, lowercase.com.
And they will see your and hear your passion for the story, and the story unfolds, and it's so well done by Timothy. What feedback have you gotten so far from all aspects of your writing, not only the video part that people are talking about, but the readers and enjoying what you've done and getting it back to you? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, all the feedback I have has been very positive, even from people who are not Christian. They find the internal struggles that Jason has with his mission and even his relationship with his God intriguing and believable. In fact, my financial backer, who was not overtly Christian at the time, he first read my series, greatly enjoyed the books, and found it not to be too preachy, and found the series to be akin to the Harry Potter movies. The best feedback I got was from my mom. She's an older woman, of course, who never reads fantasy. Now, you'd think just because she is my mom that she would have nice things to say about my book and try to encourage me, but she hates fantasy. But this was more than just that. She found that she couldn't put it down and had to read the next chapter to find out what was happening. She read my first book, which is nearly 500 pages, in less than 3 days, wow, which is a near record for her. Now, I've got some reviews off Amazon, but most of the feedback I received is in person. This is because I sold copies of my first book personally through art and gun shows, and people who read my book would frequently come up to me and tell me how much they enjoyed my books. Many teenagers told me that I was their new favorite author, ooh, which I really was impressed by.
Yes.
And my books can be found in a few public and school libraries here in Alaska. And so I have sold hundreds of books under self-publishing companies when they're written. But now, with the whole series making its debut this fall under Revelant Publishers, I think that we will reach a larger audience, and I can reach more than just what I can reach here in Alaska with this show and the release of the series coming September 20th.
Yes, that's September 20th. The link is you'll go to relevantpublishers.com. We've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. September 20th, information, order all of the books there. And, of course, you can follow that during that same time period at Timothy's website, timothyecaraway.com. And, again, if you're traveling and can't remember all of that, get to our website. All of the information is there. You've got a nonfiction book that you've written as well, Survival Kayaking. Do you work any of your experiences kayaking into your books? Because obviously that's a major hobby of yours. Do you work it into the books?
Yes, I do. Much of the beginning of the third book, Jason uses a kayak to travel the northern fjords of the world of Shanderlon. Jason brings the readers along with him to experience fierce rivers and inlets and tides, which are all part of Alaska's hazards to kayakers. The reality of the waters and shores of Cook Inlet, which goes by Anchorage, which is close to where I live, is even beyond what many of the locals are familiar with, such as whirlpools and rapids in the middle of the inlet with standing waves over 3 feet tall, or the mud banks, which are over 15 feet tall, where the silt walls fall like calving glaciers. And then there's the ghostly sound of beluga whales singing underneath the waves. This, among other natural wonders, are too wild for me to put in my stories. Nobody would believe them unless they actually saw or heard them for themselves.
It's just a remarkable life that you've had, living there since, I believe I said, 1960. And all of this, all part of your background, who you are, comes alive in the book series, Jason the Juggernaut series. Before we wrap up and let people know again where they can, in fact, we're going to do that in a couple minutes. So if you need to jot some of this information down, great place to time to go try to grab a pen or a pencil, a legal pad, so you can do this. What kind of allegories or symbolism does your book have? You talk about it. It's really more than just entertainment, isn't it?
It is. Well, I'm glad that you asked this, and I'm going to ask you to see if you know what this is. And I'm going to turn the screen over so you can see it.
Okay.
And here it is. Let's see.
Yeah, let me see if I
can
see
that. There? Okay, you see a little spark starting there?
Oh, yeah, okay, yes.
Let's see if I can get it to work a little better. There it goes.
There we go.
So do you know what that is, Rick?
No.
Scientifically, that is called a Jacob's ladder. Oh. And so in my series, this is how Jason, the main character, who is 50 years old at the time, gets transported to another world. And if you are familiar with the story of Jacob's ladder, he is a character in the Bible who had a dream of angels going up and down to heaven. And So what we have described here in the Bible is an extra-dimensional gate. And so I thought this was a great allegory to add to this story.
Yes.
And of course, I have other allegories. I'll just mention them real quick. There's Jason wrestling with an angel. I better turn this off. It's making noise. Okay. And Jason's battle with a giant champion from another kingdom is very similar to the biblical story of David and Goliath. The deliverance of Prince Kevlin's people from Skelleros's underworld is an allegory of the deliverance of Israelites from Egypt. And lastly, the armor of God, which is given to Jason to face Lucifer in the ultimate battle, in the allegory of, you know, is of course of the armor of God described in Ephesians chapter 6. I shamelessly use allegories from the Bible in my stories frequently to drive across the point that God cares for his people.
And you do that so well, and the time has gone by so quickly. It's been such a pleasure to have Timothy with us on the program. As we wrap up, tell me the titles in the Jason the Juggernaut series, and then we'll talk about how you can get all of these coming up in September of this year.
Okay. The first book in is The Unstoppable Light, which, of course, is referring to the unstoppable light of God. Second book is Revenge of Skelleros, which I mentioned Prince Kevlin delivering his people from her underworld. Number three is The Eyes of Exila, which refers to one of the spiritual gods there who is trying to take over not only the world, but the pantheon. And then the fourth book is called To Kill a Mocking God. And this actually takes place mostly on our own world as Jason faces his final and ultimate challenges to survive and to defeat these spiritual beings. So again, just a reminder, the whole series, all books will debut this fall by the traditional publisher, Relevant Publishers.
And their website, very simple, relevantpublishers.com. All this will be on our website. Timothy has it on his website as well. That'll be coming September 20th, a chance to buy all of those in the series. Timothy's other books are Thrown Under the Glacier and Survival Kayaking that I alluded to a couple of minutes ago. Information on all of those at Timothy's website. It's Timothy Caraway, C-A-R-A-W-A-Y. His website, Timothy E. Caraway.com. And I'd like to thank Prestige International Media for their marketing assistance in arranging our conversation today. And it's been a pleasure, Timothy, to have you here. I think we've thanked everybody that's made this possible. And thank you for the story, the storytelling. Well, you've got to do audiobooks here as well. Wonderful job with the presentation. Wonderful jobs with in telling all of the stories in the four book series. It's a must for your home library. And Timothy, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on what you've done so far. Best wishes on making this into a movie, other books that you'll be doing. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Okay.
And once again, Timothy Caraway, his website, timothyecaraway.com. And the books all in that series will be released on September 20th at relevantpublishers.com. All those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.